This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Front Row on The Bigger Picture and I'm Sharmila Ganesan. POW Ideas is a Malaysian design and architecture collective who will be the first Malaysian architects to be presenting art at the Venice Biennale. They will be presenting an art installation called Gerai Tai Tai. So joining me today are POW Ideas founders Kyle Yee and June Ong. How are you guys doing?
Good, good. Thanks for having us.
Well, congratulations on making it to the Venice Biennale.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit, I love this name, Gerai Tai Tai. What is the art installation actually about?
So Gerai Tai Tai was conceptualized about 3 years ago, 2015. We initially wrote in for a grant with the Fine Arts Centre under the Christian Jade Astro Fund. So we were always been very interested in doing kind of an art installation in the night market, the Pasar Malam. And we've always been fascinated by the concept of the Gerai. How do we reinvent that idea? Just very Malaysian. So we wrote in and I think we got a grant, a small grant, and we did a pop-up one-night-only installation at SS2 Pasar Malam in 2015. And we also had that idea of including this element of fortune-telling into this Gerai. So it's basically a pop-up installation that's also a fortune-telling booth that also incorporates Malaysian food and flavours into
it. And the pop-up was literally in the Pasar Malam.
Yeah.
Okay.
We did it guerrilla style.
Yeah, we totally like no permits or anything and just rocked up.
So it was meant to be super like low-key. Like we didn't really invite anyone. It was just people from the Pasar Malam. So really like the aunties and the uncles who were just very curious to participate. Yeah.
Mm. And so how did it now make it from SS2 Pasar Malam to the Venice Biennale?
I think over the years, so the SS2 Pasar Malam event was really a real success.
This was in 2015?
Yep. This was in 2015, yeah. So we had like long queues that night. You know, there were like so many people, they were queuing up for 2 hours plus just to have this. I mean, it's free, so a lot of people enjoy it, right? And since then, I think we've restaged it quite a few times. So we've done it for Urbanscapes, we've done it for private events, you know, signed up East Arts festivals. And then one day, I guess GA just picked it up and just said, hey, why not, you know, exhibit it?
So GA Foundation is an arts organization, an organizer based in Netherlands. And every year they would curate a huge exhibition in two different palazzos at the Venice Biennale. So it's also supported by the European Council of Arts. And they curate artworks from all over the world, you know, ranging from really, you know, typical fine arts to installations. And I think they were quite intrigued by our work because it's more than a sculpture. It's not static. It's very interactive and performative at the same time. Mm. And it's something refreshing seeing something from Malaysia, you know. So, yeah, I think that's what caught their attention.
You guys work with design. You work with architecture. Mm. What led you to wanting to do an art installation in the first place?
I guess there's been like an interest of ours since we started POW Ideas was not to not only do architecture, you know, and not just do, I guess, construction-related work. Art for us was an outlet as well to express ourselves as well. And I think having a construction background, we always thought that was nice because we can build things by ourselves, you know, and understand how to build things. So art was that outlet for us. And so Gerai Tai Tai was then just this, I guess, outlet for us in another form.
And what is Gerai Tai Tai's? What is the theme? What are you trying to say with the work?
So I think first and foremost, we're very intrigued by how we can bring art to the community. I think a lot of people, especially in Malaysia, are maybe intimidated by the white cube format of displaying art. So for us to do it like a pop-up style in SS2 Pasar Malam is really like an important element in this installation, first and foremost. And secondly, I mean, we love food. We love experiences being Malaysians.
True Malaysians.
So how do we instill that format, you know, of serving people food in different flavours at a Pasar Malam?
Yeah.
And we had this idea of also interlaying this fortune-telling aspect. You know, it's something that's so innate in, I think, in Chinese culture. And how do we modernize it through design?
And how are you translating this idea into the Venice Biennale? Because it's one thing to do a pop-up that you know, is for a day.
Yep.
But the Venice Biennale runs for months.
And
then you have all of these elements, food and you know, making it an experience. Has it changed a lot?
I guess the design of it has changed a little bit, but at the end of the day, the experience of it still maintains. But how we're breaking it down is that we are doing a live sort of reading installation for the first 2 days of the Biennale. After that, it'll be this static installation piece together with media. So we're putting together videos. And if you look at how it looks like, there's actually a display right in the middle. So right in the middle is where we're going to display. Usually we display like the jellies or the different sort of foods that we have. So I guess for the longer period of the exhibition, then we'll be putting, you know, resin-based sort of representations of it as well.
Mm. So the idea has almost come full circle, right? Because your first idea was to get away from that quote-unquote stuffy art environment, yeah. Right? But now you're at the Venice Biennale.
Yeah.
Is that kind of a little bit of a twist on what you had in mind in the first place?
Yeah, I mean, there's an interesting irony there.
Turn
too.
Yeah.
But I think we're more intrigued with like how like Europeans would perceive something like that, you know. I think they'll be very intrigued, you know, especially Italians, you know, being also foodies, you know, yeah. To see how Malaysian food and smell are interlaced into installation. I think we're more intrigued by, I guess, the crowd that would appear. I mean, yeah. They're generally going to be interested in something quite conceptual and experimental.
Mm-hmm. I guess it'd be really cool if you could do a pop-up in, you know, an Italian market.
Yeah.
It would be really cool, but I just don't know how well it would be received as well. like, I guess for us, understanding, we know the context of, a Malaysian Pasar Malam so well that we know that if we do it, what we do, you know, it will be received in however we intend it to be received. And we're just, I guess, not that familiar with Italy.
Well, they're not familiar with you guys.
Correct, yeah. Correct. So it's that sort of, I guess, you know, maybe you start with the white box first.
Yeah.
Is there some sense of intimidation or nervousness that you're now on a platform like this?
Super.
Yeah.
I guess we're very vulnerable, I guess, yeah. In that sense. We're opening up ourselves to a lot more, and I guess to an audience that we don't know. How are they going to receive it? I mean, we've got weird comments even from Malaysians, so bringing it overseas, you know, it'd be interesting.
What are these weird comments?
Why am I
eating? I think people are, yeah, I think they're just very like confused with why we do this. You know, like, and the fact that we're not charging anyone for
yeah.
it. Like, a lot of the uncle and aunties are like, what's the catch? You know, you're
why
giving
is it
free food.
You're
telling me about my future, life and death, you know, and then it's free.
Or like, you get funny. I mean, I wouldn't say it's weird. It's interesting. Or like, why is this art? Like, what yeah. is art about this?
Yeah.
It's not a painting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting question. Mm. So what is art about this?
What is art about? Wow.
I think the beauty being architecturally trained is that we try to use design to solve problems. Mm. It's more than, you know, art. Art, I mean, being represented in the Arts Biennale is great, you know, but for us, it's always about the design, you know, how smart certain design elements in the booth can encourage certain kind of participation. I think that's something that we're more interested in, yeah.
Can you give me an example of these design ideas?
So it was a challenge, I think, because in the whole setup of Gerai Tai Tai, basically how it works is that a participant comes in with a question in mind, whether it's life, relationship, career, work. And the Tai Tai, which is a friend of ours, this lady who is an accountant by day and a legit fortune teller by night.
Oh, so it's a legit fortune teller. It's not an actress.
No.
I guess it's real as you want it to be.
I mean, she could read people's body language like quite remarkably. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you sit there and in front of you, separating both of them is basically a screen of these items that we'll use to tell the reading. And it's specific to the site, whether it's food, jelly, you know, smell, scent. And I think it's basically creating a booth that maintains that privacy because they'll be telling their deepest secrets. We've had people like come out crying, disappointed, happy. So the challenge is using design to create a very comfortable and safe space for them to tell your story. Mm. Yeah.
I mean, when we started it as well, one of the main things that we wanted out of the Gerai was to create an experience that it's purely an experience. For us, art is something that moves your heart. right? And it creates, it makes you think, it makes you wonder. And we didn't want, I mean, I guess when you go to a Pasar Malam, you go to a shop, you buy, you leave with something, like a physical object, but we wanted it such that you go to this gerai, you leave with something. So for ours, we wanted it that, I mean, the opposite of that, you leave with nothing, but you leave with such a strong impression in your mind. And that's how I guess that started the ball rolling for why we came up with this idea of fortune telling, you know, because you don't really go with anything, or you go with baggage and then you give it onto someone lah. but you leave with an impression that she leaves you. And then food was part of it. And that's why they have to consume the food immediately as well, because that was part of the interaction. It's not just telling you, but the food represents, you know, whether
past,
you
present,
have
a future.
Whether it was a sweet past and you're going to have a really bitter future, or whether it's going to be, you know, spicy in whatever question you're asking.
I wish I had a chance to actually see the pop-up. That would have been really cool.
Come to Venice.
One can hope. But I'm also curious, right? So you were selected by GA Foundation to be in the Biennale, but you are also self-funding your exhibit there? Is that how it works?
Yeah. So basically, GA Foundation gives you this platform, but there are certain costs that needs to be covered by us, like, you know, the setup costs, you know, lighting and wiring, and the whole technician works
logistics
there.
Logistics of it.
And also, like, flying ourselves from KL to Italy together with the booth. So there are a lot of like other hidden costs that are also involved in this.
So how are you guys managing that aspect of it?
Well, I mean, we've gone through quite a lot of rounds of trying to raise funds. I guess it does cost quite a bit to bring this whole booth there. So we've gone through, I guess we've looked for corporate sponsors and a few other sort of companies who are who want to support what we do. That's one avenue. The other avenue is we opened up our crowdsourcing sort of link online and just kind of appeal to our friends and families, like, hi, you know, we kind of need some funds, greatly appreciated sort of thing. The response has been really supportive.
And what does it actually mean, as Malaysians, and not necessarily Malaysians who operate within the Malaysian art scene, to be representing Malaysia in the Venice Biennale?
I think it's a great honor for sure. I think for us also, it's really to see where our boundaries are as designers and also as Malaysians. You know, how we can show something that really is very special to us in a European, you know, context, you know.
Yeah.
They might receive it well, they might not. We have no idea, so.
We never intended for this to go overseas.
Yeah.
I mean, let alone continue as a second event or third event after our first pop-up.
Yeah.
We thought after the first pop-up, that's it lah, cukup lah.
So has this sort of given you impetus or encouraged you to increasingly try more things that are perhaps crossing those boundaries between things like architecture, art, design?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, in fact, the contractor we are working with to build this booth is actually our old-time contractor that works with us in our interior and architecture projects too. So for him, it's also like a very interesting process working on this project.
But I think design-wise and for us as a design company, Power Ideas, we always enjoy crossing these sort of boundaries. I think design is so fluid that it's very hard to say that, oh, you're just an interior designer or just an architect. Because, I mean, we've been challenged to like, oh, why don't you do our logo as well? Or why don't you do some plants at the same time? At the same time, why don't you do our plumbing? You know, that so vast range of things that we can do. So I guess, that in our day-to-day work as well, it does inspire us to kind of, hey, why not, you know, pursue things like that? Or if an opportunity come about, you know, why not try it? So.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We're excited.
I've been speaking to Kyle E. and Jun Ong, founders of Power Ideas. They are presenting an art installation called Gerai Tai Tai at this year's Venice Biennale, which will run from May to November. If you missed any part of this interview or any previous Front Row segments, you can download the podcasts from bfm.my, on our BFM app, or on Spotify. You've been listening to Front Row on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.